Hey, man, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad, and you guys are tuning in to another wonderful show from the Four-Eyed Radio Network. To listen to more awesome episodes from your favorite people at the Fern Network, you can tune into FourEyedRadio.com. Is it? Ooh.
Hi, this is Kyle from Arcade Bros. If you're like me, you like a little joy in your life. We're proud to present that we are sponsored by America Joy Print Shop. If you need cut vinyl, store lettering, business printing, forms, car magnets, and anything else printing needs, America Joy is the one for you. When you contact America Joy, just tell them the Fern sent you.
Welcome back to the Underground Railroad, guys. I know we've been away for a little while.
I've been in jail.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Natalie's been incarcerated, and I got swept up with the holiday spirit. So we're back now, all in one piece. And we have a very special guest tonight. We have our friend Alvy.
Hello. Hondo.
So Alvy, you've got a lot of projects going on right now.
I do. There's lots to do all the time with school, work, music, everything. But I don't know, my main project right now is my radio show that I help out with Wesley Allen on KWSS 93.9 FM. It's called Erratic Radio. We're on from Tuesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. It's a pretty cool, like, rock and roll from the wrong side of the track kind of thing that we have going. But we do live bands every Tuesday, and I do all the sound for that. So he lets me talk sometimes when he's had a little too much to drink sometimes.
Nice. Like, let me put a little more vodka in that water of yours, sir.
I've
got a lot to say tonight.
No. That's how Wes is. He can have a couple drinks, and then... And then he won't stop.
Yeah.
Drinking. Rocking. Or drinking, for that matter. Yeah. So, yeah. Till the sun comes up.
Yeah, I know a few people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's one in every family.
This is true. I don't think I've met anyone that's even, like, Mormon families have alcoholics, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very common. I actually read...
Drug addicts.
A little...
drug addicts.
A little article from NPR the other day, and it was talking about like average drinks for like a week and a night and whatever. Apparently, females, if we have more than 5 drinks in a night, that's considered binge drinking.
Ooh.
Men, it's if they have more than 8.
Nice.
That's binge drinking. And then if women on average have more than 8 drinks a week, apparently that's not good. Apparently,
what if you're doing
you're
shots?
An alcoholic.
It's not a full drink. So
true.
I guess.
I think 2 ounces
and then
though, is
men,
a drink.
Possibly, yeah.
Men get a little more leeway on that one, though. They get an average of 15 drinks per week. But
I won't tell you where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary when I think sometimes I was like, really? 5 drinks in a night? Like, you could have like 3 beers and you're already halfway there. And
you probably
like,
should take this one away from me.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't be drinking.
I know. I feel like it's always something, though. One time, like, 1 week it's good for you. Like, you need to drink every day at least.
Like, it's good for your heart.
One day it's 1 drink, and the next drink, at least 3 drinks. And now you can drink, like, a drink if you're pregnant, but just 1.
I've seen people do that where I work, and you're like, you'll have a what? Oh. Okay, well, I guess I'll get you one. Like, yeah. Are you sure?
I might need to see the ID in your belly.
Yeah, like,
belly.
What are the...
Isn't that underage drinking in a way?
I mean...
Because, I mean, the thing that's inside you isn't of age to drink.
It's not of age.
So...
It's not even of...
No,
it's usually what I say.
Still
I know.
Developing.
That alien cannot drink in here.
Nope. I need to see its identification, please.
I need to see some papers. But I wonder about that too, because like I've met people where, well, this actually happened to a friend of ours. Somebody asked her if she was pregnant. They were like, "Oh, how far along are you?" And she wasn't pregnant. And then I met somebody where they were like, "Oh, no, I can't drink." And I was like, "Oh, why?" And they're like, "Because I'm pregnant." And I was just like, I didn't realize. Like, I couldn't tell. Yeah.
Like, good
Sometimes
job.
Sometimes it happens.
Like, so.
Well,
like,
and then there's those, like, times when.
Just don't talk about it.
Yeah, you don't even go there.
Like,
just.
Cool. Don't have a drink.
Exactly. Score.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that should be different for
That's kinda weird. I like that.
Like ethnicities. Because like some people, I think if they're Irish, should be able to drink at least like 15 beers a night, and that should be fine. That should be normal. But other nationalities,
yeah, I'm okay with that. Saying. I'm thankful for my heritage.
Agreed.
Yeah, but I don't know. That would be really awkward because like. Legally, are you allowed to serve a pregnant lady?
Yeah, alcohol? You are.
I think you're not allowed to really ask. Is more of what it is.
Okay. Yeah,
and two, there's the possibility that she might have a stillborn.
Yeah, that's
there,
true.
And that's fucked up.
And that's not like, something you want to talk about.
Yeah, I am pregnant, but it's dead inside of me, and I have to wait 9 months until I can.
Get it out.
You never really think of that one.
Yeah, it's a hard one. That's
so it's like so I'm
that's the one where
drinking my
you get a glass of water like thrown at your face, I think.
Yeah. Ooh, or uncomfortable.
Or worse. What's the standard for it's okay for you to throw a glass of water in someone's face?
If they grope your ass.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know. The last time that happened, I just like drank their beer. I was like, "Ha, you're funny."
Yeah.
And walked away.
But as far as like being a server,
oh yeah.
And like being allowed to kind of get away with a good, hey, yeah. I'd say
if you bang another server and your wife comes in and catches you,
that'd be a good one.
Yeah, you're banging one of your coworkers, so
and their wife finds
and
out.
Their wife's in the rest later or comes in
eating.
Yeah,
and then is like eat
Ooh.
This and just
eat
throws
this.
It
exactly.
in their face.
Like,
the water.
Ugh.
I like
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Well, no
you don't
want to
waste
beer.
Alcohol.
Hey.
Actually, you know what? Someone should just get, like, tomato juice.
But get me a tomato juice so I can throw it in this guy's face.
Well, at least that would, like, stain.
Yeah,
it'd be a
make
little
a mess.
More to clean up.
Almost make you like, feel like you, like, made him bleed, but not really. It's
yeah.
just
yeah,
for
we have these
visual effects.
Yeah, we have these champagne flutes at my work that are, like, super hard to, like, you spill them all the time anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've, not me personally, but I've seen a server have one tip over on a tray and pour all over this little girl's head.
Oh,
and it was,
no.
It was great. It was
champagne
great.
Showers.
Oh,
it was,
gosh.
And their parents were right there, and they were just, like, pissed because their little girl just got a whole, like, it wasn't
like,
even a little bit. It was a whole,
yeah,
whole glass,
glass. Yeah.
of champagne.
Yeah.
Which was something like 4 ounces or something.
Yeah.
But,
it's not, yeah. But
still. When
like,
you're a little girl, that sucks.
Well, yeah.
Well, she's probably going to be an alcoholic now because she's going to be like,
well,
okay,
no,
this
and
is
the
delicious.
Parents are probably
going to lick her arm and be like, this is delicious.
I feel like the parents are probably more pissed because they were like, shit, if we get pulled over tonight. Our daughter reeks of alcohol.
And we're yeah. hammered drunk.
And we're hammered. Like,
well, she shouldn't have been good. Driving.
Working in Scottsdale gets you lots of stories. I've had a guy walk through a 15-foot window that was right next to a door.
Ouch.
It was awesome.
Did he go through it? Or
he walked right through it. He like put his hand through it, so like he was going to push a door open.
Yeah.
And his hand went right through the glass, and he was like in it, like, falling on it.
Ah,
wow. He must have like hands of steel.
Like, he's part Superman or something.
I guess. He just had some force into it. I mean, I think it was a big window, so, like, maybe that was... It was thick, though.
It was old.
Yeah, because I was like, how thin was the glass?
Maybe there was already, like a little crack in it. Just that little crack, and then one little... And it's gone.
It was a crazy day. It was right in the middle of my section. It sucked.
Oh, messy.
That does suck because
somebody's like, now I've got glass in my suit.
There goes my... Yeah.
You're like, we can't seat anybody here, so what else do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Sucky.
That's true.
So are you then a server, or you were a server?
I am a server right now.
Awesome.
For now.
Yeah.
I'm planning on moving up to Alaska in probably after May. I graduate.
Gonna fish some salmon?
Well, definitely
crab?
Gonna try.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go up there and serve more. But we're going to go try to do that. Me and my guitar player is going to go up there, and we're going to save some money, and then we're going to hopefully move the Breakfast Pigs, who we haven't really talked about yet, but my band.
Heard about them, yeah.
And to San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
And that's kind of the plan in the next year or so.
Bury it up.
Is Mikey going to be going with you today?
Mikey is not, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's doing his whole Authority Zero thing. And I have a buddy up there that used to live with me. That is how I know people up there. And he's going to replace Mikey. So it'll be cool. And right now, Philip doesn't even live here. He lives in Dallas right now.
Yeah.
So
oh, wow.
Right now, we're a 3-piece/2-piece most of the time.
Yeah, transporting.
Not
well, is he going to be back out here in a few weeks when you guys release your...
He's actually not even on that album.
Oh,
right
okay.
Now. Yeah, we did 4 new songs. I have a full length coming out as well, probably in the next, hopefully, 6 months.
Yeah.
Which will be 10 songs, but... We just did a 4-song EP because that one's kind of taking a while.
Yeah.
And we just busted it out real quick. It should be done and mastered in 1 or 2 weeks.
Right on. Are you guys going to do a release show or anything for it?
Yeah. We were talking to Petty Things.
Right on.
Austin Owens band. They're playing actually tomorrow with Los Puchos.
And Wooden Indian.
Wooden Indian as
at
well.
At Crescent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, that's why.
It's going to be a good show. I'm going to be there.
Right on. Yeah. I might.
Yeah.
Make it out for
you
that
You should
one.
Try.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
For sure.
But.
No, I love Wooden Indian, so.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we'll get to do something like that with them. But also, Robbie, the guy that does Rubber Brother Records.
Oh, yeah. He does so much.
Yeah, he's going to be releasing our album on a tape, too, hopefully.
Oh, right on.
We've been talking. It's not been confirmed yet, but I think it'll probably happen.
Yeah.
So.
Sweet
we'll
talking.
Do a tape with him as well.
You guys just played Family Fest.
We did play Family Fest. We've been playing a lot more down in Phoenix, which is cool because we've our Tempe band. We've been stuck in Tempe
for
the last year and playing the same shows. So it's cool to get out there and work with a new crowd of people.
Yeah, Phoenix is where it's at, y'all.
It is, especially with music. So.
No, I agree.
No, it's a great
out there. So,
and people you know, I feel people listen to Erratic Radio out there too, so it's a big thing. Yeah. And I don't know.
One thing that I find really funny about KWSS, I know they're trying to get another frequency for the East Valley on their dial,
but they're weak.
But
super weak.
It's so rough.
It's only
because,
in Phoenix, really.
Yeah, I used to live downtown, and I recently, just a couple weeks ago, moved to Tempe, and it's. Super annoying when I'm driving to and from work and I actually have to think about bringing music because otherwise I would just leave KWSS on and I don't always enjoy all the music that they play, but they play enough of a variety and it's nice when that's my friend singing on the radio
right
now.
Loves Past.
It's great that they play local artists and that they talk about local shows and that it is very local, but it's funny with
that's the problem as well. You know.
Yeah. But then we have such a big scene between Tempe and Phoenix, but you can't even hear that station in Tempe.
It's true. It's such a rivalry actually almost between Phoenix and Tempe. I feel Phoenix bands don't want to travel to Tempe and Tempe bands don't want to go to Phoenix.
I don't know. I could see that, but then
it's getting like, better with like Crescent and stuff. Yeah,
I think the Crescent helps a lot.
But like, you'd be surprised on how many bands like won't come play Erratic Radio because we're like in Tempe. Like they're like, and you know, maybe it's because they can't get there. I don't know why.
You find a damn way, because if you're gonna be on a radio station, like
come on, we got some.
Let me roll out the red carpet.
The rivalry thing is like. That's just dumb because you're all artists. Like,
yeah, the idea.
Let's just support and local music.
Yeah,
period.
If you don't want to come, then we don't want you anyway.
Are assholes.
Right, I know. I need to stop dating them.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I mean, dealing with that is like, that's half the fun and why we do it. But like at the same time, sometimes you're like, get a fucking job, God.
Yeah. playing on the street corner and no, but yeah.
But we've
buskers.
All done that, and then
I love
we're
buskers
like, yeah,
and busking.
Me and Mikey, we used to do those for days.
Yeah,
you know, and get the whiskey for the day.
Yeah,
if anything.
Yeah, I mean that and a pack of rollies, you're set.
And some tacos.
Yeah.
What
hey,
gets better
it's
than
a,
that?
It's free canola bar.
Pretty sure that says Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's what all Phoenix over. Is. Maybe a lime. Pour it on top.
Yeah.
Throw it in your margarita. Shake
and
it up.
And you have a pit bull with you.
Oh, yeah.
That attracts.
Yeah, the dog.
Well, Adam would tell me about how he had
of course he would.
His dog with him
he
that
is a
was
dog.
Blind.
Oh, Mitty?
Mitty. Yeah, Mitty.
Oh,
and then that always
Mitty.
Like would attract like, oh, what is
yeah,
this?
You got a bigger crowd with that for sure.
Yeah, I got him laid a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm sure.
I'm just kidding. Maybe.
Worked for me.
Oh, hot damn.
You yeah. Mitty is a great dog, though.
Yeah, all of his dogs are great. Yeah.
I know.
It looks like she's like constantly smiling.
I know. You're like, Mitty.
Or that she's laughing really hard.
I love when, I've been so many times where I'm like, that dog's so smart, doesn't even need to see. And then it will, like, hit, like, six things in a row. And you're like,
she meant to
sometimes,
do that.
Sometimes, you know.
Like, she does that for fun.
Yeah. She just wants to, you know, play tag with things with her head. Not a big deal.
Or, like, you're, like, sitting there, like, yeah, that dog's blind. And someone's like, really? And then also it's like, pum, 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 pum. You're like, oh.
They're like, oh, okay. Yeah,
you're
I get
right.
It now.
I see.
So are you still doing bird flu?
The bird flu kitchen stuff is definitely still going.
Yeah.
It's like slowly, like the album is going to be released on tape with Rubber Brothers, and I'm going to also release it on CD, hopefully vinyl one day.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe not. That's the plan, depending on how many CDs we sell or whatnot.
Yeah.
But that's still going. Super small still, you know. Right now we've only had one release on it. Mike Sparrow's album, Nomadic Romantic, which is doing really
Yay.
Well. Still getting lots of downloads, still lots of listens and stuff. And, of course, Mikey just got an acoustic guitar, so he's been playing out more.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, his acoustic bass is, sexy. I want one. Mm. I never wanted a bass before until I saw
that. I
was
sleeping with that last night,
actually.
Oh. Don't tell him.
Uh-oh.
I think he'll be able to tell.
I hope you
No, I'm just kidding. You have bass lines.
It was just bass.
Yeah.
It was just in the bass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that was it's a nice piece of equipment right
yeah.
there.
But he plays over at World of Beer in Gilbert right now, and I believe that's his gig right now until he leaves
yeah,
on tour.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a while.
On the 31st, so.
Damn. By himself? Just with his bass? Or?
No, with the 31st.
I was going to say.
Oh,
No, I mean at World of Beer.
He actually has his acoustic guitar
going on tour
there,
by himself.
So
yeah.
he has like. He just got an acoustic. He was actually going to sell the acoustic bass to get an acoustic guitar, but we got him a good deal.
No, I asked him
that recently. I was like, oh, dude, are you going to still sell the bass? He's like, psh, yeah, right, man. I got a guitar. Yeah. That's all I wanted.
Like,
yeah.
Well, if he is going to sell it, we might know some people.
Yeah, I might know some girls that might lick it up and down.
All night long. All night. Yeah, no. Yeah. It's, seriously, that thing was – I couldn't stop looking at it.
It's good stuff. Yeah. And it sounds good.
Oh my gosh!
He touches
ridiculous!
It.
Ridiculous!
Sorry, I'm getting excited over here.
I know. Shoot, John boy, might need to get you some ice water.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, that might not.
Maybe some warm water.
Uh oh, heating things up in here.
Yeah.
It might be warm. Yeah.
But yeah, Mikey's record's still doing good, and you can go download that at Bandcamp. Just Mike Sparrow, but it's a good record if anyone hasn't checked it out yet. And like Mikey's like the best musician I know.
Really?
Plus playing with Authority Zero, he's
He's come such a long way.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, the Breakfast Pigs will never, like, be the same without him when he leaves. But at the same time, it'll be, like, you know, good for him to do all his own stuff, too. And we'll go our own way, too. So.
Yeah. Maybe when the Breakfast Pigs are on tour, one day, y'all could maybe link up and play together. Can guest spot. And,
it's true, yeah. You know? So, and who knows what'll happen. Yeah. You know. He'll be, I know we'll play some more music together, so I'm not really worried about that.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's not like, and that's what's, what one thing that's like really awesome too, is like the relationships of like certain people that I know where it's like, you're not out of the band because you were a fucking idiot. It's like, no, like, we just want different things, so...
Like. Yeah. No, I love it, too. Like, everyone's in everyone else's band.
Yeah.
Like, and that's awesome. That's because so you make Phoenix. Such great music. Like, you hear great music from... like, someone who can play the bass really well here could also do it maybe right here. I mean, it's just... I love how it's spread all over.
Mikey was our drummer at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And we were a two-piece then, and then he just... I got a new roommate that was in a band called Rain of Fire, which has been around for... 7 years.
Yeah.
They're like a punk rock band, and he was in some other bands too, and so it kind of like worked out, and him and Mikey having such a punk rock background, it makes the music really different and really cool, and that's why I like playing it, so it's fun.
No, that was the last time I saw you guys was at the house show on Halloween, and I hadn't seen you guys in a while, and it was pretty awesome.
That was a great show. Yeah. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it's like dancing in the tiny kitchen.
Yeah, I was dressed as Ron Burgundy, you know.
Yeah, you were a great Ron Burgundy.
That was pretty fun.
That was a pretty legit costume.
I like didn't break character that whole night. I like
no,
was like,
you didn't.
Nice. Like, wait, was this the place?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The host of the party got a little too drunk.
Who was it? Daniel or Dan? He works with me.
Okay,
actually.
Yeah, he was.
And Marissa, do you know
Marissa? Yeah, I met her that night, and she was cool. She was really awesome. He went from being like really cool in the first 10 minutes to just like was so drunk. So drunk. He broke a table. He yelled at me because I was having a Halloween party after Halloween.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Style.
But, you know.
He told Halloween. Us to stop playing, and I just was like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Can't hear you.
You're like, oh.
He's like, this is your last one. I'm like, no, it's not.
That's cute.
Like, what
you're
are you
going to
do? You're going to, like, stop me playing right now?
You're
going to stop
gonna
all four of us?
You're going to turn off the power or something?
Like, no, I'm going to finish my set.
You're but, like.
No, he had a, I think he was just really drunk, and he's like, we don't have time. The next band needs to go on. I'm like, don't
well,
worry.
Yeah, fine. Like when I first got there, he was like laying down the like, he's like, you know, I really want everything to be wrapped up by like this time. And I was like, no, that's smart.
Yeah, it's
like,
a good idea.
It's Tempe. It's a weeknight. Yeah,
it's thoughtful.
But
not
you know,
happen.
It's Halloween and you're having a house show.
Yeah, like you're not a 9 o'clock. Yeah, right.
Yeah. He was like, I want all the music to be done by 10. Everyone to be gone by midnight.
That's not even, like, a
it's
real
like,
thing.
That's not
are
even realistically.
We, like, teenagers having, I don't know.
And then.
Like, are our parents coming?
I didn't even start till
9.
He wanted us to start at 8, and I get there, and I'm like, do you have a PA? And he's like, I think so. Is that a PA? I'm like, yes.
Dude.
And I'm like, I will set it up for you. Is that what you're asking? And he's like, yeah, did you bring microphones? And I'm like, I did.
Check.
And then I was like, do you have stands? Do you have anything? He's like, no, like, I don't know what happened. And I was like, all right, Dan, I got you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, like, we set everything up. And luckily, some other band brought half a PA, and we brought half of a PA. So
the puzzle piece. With our powers combined.
Yes.
Let there be rock and roll.
But, yeah, it was a great night.
Yeah, that was a great night.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll. In that order.
Yeah. And Captain Planet. Mm-hmm. Gets involved sometimes.
I think that
somewhere.
Gets in right around the drugs part.
Yeah, because then we start thinking about the environment a little more.
You're like, whoa, Captain Planet, bro. Smoke this.
We eat more granola.
If we get rings.
We could make rings out of pop tabs.
And then you end up watching all of the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where to get rings other than there.
Yeah, Mordor.
Yeah. It's true. Right down that volcano. I would
I would totally dive down there.
Wait a minute.
Gollum had the right idea.
Yeah, Gollum's always thinking. He's a very intelligent...
Gollum wanted to save Captain Planet.
Wouldn't creepy
maybe that,
at a time.
Maybe that was Captain Planet.
Gollum?
Gollum.
Oh. Yeah, he's just waiting for all the rings to get back together.
God damn it, we
all
just
the cock
figured
rings,
it out.
We figured it out, man.
Well, everyone write this down, because that's the next Hollywood hit. Screw the Avengers.
Yeah, no, that and then...
they should make a Captain Planet, like, live action
My
movie.
Life story when I marry a bull shark is going to be another...
Bull shark,
yeah,
huh?
Apparently they have...
I'd like to know this story.
Apparently they have the most testosterone, and...
Makes sense.
You know...
I'm a testosterone like
that,
junkie.
You, that kind of, like, I feel like it should have kept going. The most testosterone compared to...
To, like, most other animals.
Like, animals, the male, animals. Like... Humans?
Humans, probably. I mean,
come on,
guys wow. today are leaving, are losing. They're getting lower testosterone.
Come on.
Yeah,
I just love fighting people and taking steroids.
Well, shit, Alvy, are you
stabbing
a bull shark?
Flags into
might
land?
Be.
Well, I might end up marrying you then.
All right, well, I can bite and swim quite well, fastly.
I've seen you swim.
Have you?
I think so.
Probably a true statement.
It could
she
be.
She watches
possible.
You in yeah. the bath.
You know that must have been like
you're just
one
like in
time.
The tub
made a little
with
hole.
Like a snorkel set.
Well, oh, that kind of tub. Yeah,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah,
I should see my backstroke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
in the tub. I just am spinning. I'm going so fast. You know.
Oh yes, that would be lovely.
Ooh.
No, it's funny
I
how.
I like beer.
Sharks have like so many different animals put to it. Like there's the tiger shark, bull sharks, elephant sharks. I don't know if there's
whale shark.
Whale shark.
Cat shark.
Cat shark.
Taco shark.
That's actually one of my favorite.
Panda sharks.
Taco shark burritos.
I don't know what that is, but I want one.
It's delicious.
I want two of them.
Smells amazing.
Yeah.
I wish you could play a Sega out of this thing we have in the middle of the table right here.
Kind
of
looks,
it looks
like
you should be able to.
I know.
Or somehow summon.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is oh yeah a thing?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay, because I was like sitting there and I thought I said oh yeah, and then you're calling it an oh yeah. You're like, yeah, it's the oh yeah, and I'm like, oh yeah.
No, that's what it really is. Yeah.
Oh, wait, is this that thing that I've seen at, like, the store? I don't go to lots of stores, so that's why I call it the store, because it's usually a store.
Okay. Just the same place you always go.
The store.
Okay. All right. I was just...
Do you still have... Did you have the snake or the...
I did have a snake in our house.
Whoa.
Monty Python?
Yeah.
Monty Python was...
Was it really a python?
It was a python. It actually got lost in the house and we never found it, so it might still be there.
Oh, fuck.
But that was...
How long ago did that happen?
This is at the Phoenix house, though. So, to be honest, it's probably eating hippies under the Phoenix house right now as we speak.
Why do I feel like I met it?
It was at my house,
though.
It used to be at my house.
Okay.
It's moved around quite a bit.
Okay.
It's quite a traveling snake.
It's a traveling snake.
Yes.
One snake gets around.
It doesn't have any pants either.
No,
no traveling pants.
just the snake.
It used to be a traveling snake.
I was going to say.
yeah,
now it's
trousers.
Just a Monty Python snake.
Oh, man. So it could be eaten...
I think it's probably fairly
maybe
happy,
that's why we don't have a lot of cats.
Hipsters underneath the Phoenix house.
Well, yes.
Or rats.
And if anyone knows of
or,
the Hello
no,
House.
No, it's stray cats that it's eating.
Which are hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there's
it's
still,
a vicious circle.
There's still lots of hippies.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
About that.
So when the album gets released in, what, 2 weeks?
I don't even have an actual
date
yet.
You don't have a
yet.
Date yet.
Okay. I probably will be done mixing it by the end of the weekend, and then it'll be mastered. So it'll probably be out on Bandcamp at, like, I think it's alvyandthebreakfastpigs.bandcamp.com or whatever.
Okay, cool.
So tell us, where did you get that name? Because it's very interesting.
Well, I'm Alvi, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
And my house.
Can you spell it? Is it Alvi or LV?
Alvi, like V.
Got it.
Like
Al,
peace sign.
Not L.
Yeah. Okay. Like Alvie.
Perfect. Okay.
It's like Alvi. Alive, but like dyslexic.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it.
But yeah, our something. House is called Breakfast, and
your house is called Breakfast.
Yeah, which I guess that's
sounds
a story.
Delicious.
I might as well tell the story
yeah.
since I'm
yes.
here. We used to live in East Mesa, and
ugh.
In East Mesa,
East Mesa,
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 East Mesa.
There's nothing to do in East Mesa,
no.
So we were in East Mesa one time, and we got a flat tire, and we were there with some people, and. They were bored, and I was the one changing the tire, and we were stopped at a Wendy's, and it was like 8 o'clock at night, so it was like busy, and there was a bunch of people that were like anxious to leave, but they couldn't because they were stuck.
Yeah.
So they found this giant breakfast like flag, you know, that they have in front of Wendy's.
Oh, yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, like, please eat our burrito.
Yeah,
breakfast
oh, like,
open
it was like
seven.
Breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, this was like
yeah.
five,
yeah.
or probably more than that, like 6-7 years ago, so they were like, oh, new breakfast, it's a thing,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
come to our place, and... So we fix the tire. I'm like, do not steal anything, you fucking idiots. We're on a donut. Like, we can't drive fast. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, we won't, we won't, we won't. And then, like, we start backing out, and they run out of the car, grab the flag. Someone follows us all the way home, calls the cops on us.
What? Just for the breakfast?
But just there for the breakfast
flag. Serious flags.
But since it was East Mesa, the police, I don't know if they were just like... Hey, what are you doing right now? But they sent a police helicopter and
ugh.
Four cop cars on us.
They were bored.
They
and
were
you're
so
on a
bored.
Donut.
They were so bored.
Yeah, like, they just, like, we're just sitting there. Yeah, so we, like, finally pull up and, like, we get there safely. We didn't have any problem. We had it hanging up in the room. We're like, yeah, this is cool. Why not? That was a good idea. And then, like, 10 minutes later, we're, like, outside smoking cigarettes. And we, like, look and we're like, there's, like, someone's looking for something on the golf course right there. And we're like... Oh, wow, they're shining on us. Like, weird. Like, that's kind of
like,
crazy.
Hey,
and, like,
hey, guys, what's up?
And then didn't hit us until, like, his dad came out and was like, hey, what the fuck did you guys do? And we're like, oh, shit. No, we didn't do anything, actually. And he's like, you fucking liars. So he went back inside, and then 15 minutes later, he came out. He's like, well, the cops are here. I know you did something. And we're like, all right. So we went and talked to the cops. We, like, I had to practically sell my Subaru, but we finally, we talked our way out of it. And then when we moved to Tempe, like, a couple years later, we used to have a lot of parties all the time.
Yeah.
So
what? Tempe? Weird.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, not, I guess it's a thing they do there.
Weird.
Okay.
Figures.
Who parties anymore?
Nobody really does.
I mean, who has parties?
But, you know, when we did, it was great because we just had the sign hanging out in front of our house. So you're like, turn left here. And it's the house on the right that says breakfast.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I like it. Yeah. It's the best little, like, you don't need a house number.
Yeah. We just did that. And eventually it got stolen. And it, you know, it kind of just stuck.
As it should be.
Yeah. As it should have been stolen. Like, it was, we stole it. But, yeah. And then, you know, the people that originated in the band was Jalen, Phillip, and Mikey, which were the pigs of breakfast. And I'm Alvi. So Alvi and the Breakfast Pigs. So,
awesome.
And it still kind of works like that because my roommate lives there and he's a breakfast pig. And And Mikey is probably asleep there right now. So
waiting for breakfast.
Waiting for breakfast. Or waiting for hot toddies probably.
Oh, those are nice too.
That's it.
Mikey's been on a kick lately.
Oh, that's one of my favorite winter drinks.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not feeling well.
That's kind of where he's at,
Boom.
I believe. He, like,
all
hit
better.
Me up yesterday. He's like,
doctor's
we
orders.
Can't practice, but you want to get some hot toddies later? I'm like, yes, I do, Mikey.
Yes,
I do.
Yes, we'll get you better soon. One hot toddy, hot toddies at a time.
Yeah, so.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun way of doing it, and it kind of just came about, like, usually, like, I've never had a band name come out that easily before. Usually it's like, what do we name it? Oh, the stabbing tree horns.
Yeah.
And you know, lower back sweat, you know, whatever.
I like lower back sweat, actually.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a side project. Shh, don't talk about that yet.
Shoot.
You ladies are involved. Don't worry.
All right, perfect.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
I know how to make lower back sweat.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's quite a...
it's an art.
It's an art, but... But yeah, so it's fun that it came about and everyone's like, yeah, that works.
Like, yeah, that was
nice.
It.
Like there was like no, because I remember there have been times where like friends, they're like, yeah, this is the name that like everybody else decided on. And they're like all like bummed about it. And like,
yeah.
They like play a few shows and like, guys, nobody cares. Like it's because their band name sucks. And then they like change the name and then like somebody else is butthurt about it. Like,
yeah. And then they're like, oh, you guys are like the band that was this, that was that, that, oh, is this.
Yeah. And then you're like, actually, no, we just changed our name again.
So I thought like a really good band name just to get like people to notice you and to kind of just get like some controversy and like some hubbub around you. Jesus is Hitler.
That's a great band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would plan to that.
Okay. Actually, yeah.
It's fucked up, but I think I would definitely.
It's well, kind of. Or, sorry, go for it.
Oh, I was going to say that reminds me about this documentary I watched recently about this band in like the early 70s.
Death.
Boom. Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
I know all about Death.
Oh, my God. Okay. So it's like these three brothers from Detroit.
It's badass.
They started punk rock.
Pretty much.
They started punk rock, and they decided to call their band Death.
Before, I think the documentary is called Before There Was Punk Rock, There Was
Death.
There
was Death, yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe that's is what it is.
Yeah,
but.
I know Scott Mosier, who works with Kevin Smith, helped produce it.
Oh, crazy. I did not realize that. But
we play that on Erratic Radio.
They're
quite
fucking
a bit.
Bitchin'.
I've never heard of them before.
Yeah,
check
so
them
good.
If you like punk rock at all,
yeah, and I'm surprised that I, because,
it's, good shit.
It's some gnarly shit.
Yeah. Like, and, like, it was funny, too, because, like, being black guys from, like, Motown, everyone's like, what?
What? They were black guys from Motown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that makes sense.
And
it
they started punk rock, pretty
They're
much.
They're just all like, Motown, what the fuck is this shit? Let's fucking play fast. Extra fast.
Yeah, like,
so good.
Get our heads.
But, yeah,
banging.
Jesus is Hitler.
Yeah, you know, there's a band that I really like from locally, which I've seen them once before, and they've kind of done the same thing. They've changed their name a couple times, mm-hmm. but they now have changed back to the original name, which I really love. They're called the Oakland Raiders, but everyone thinks they're from, like, Oakland, but they're from here.
That's hardcore.
And I'm pretty sure they got a cease and desist letter, which is why they changed their name,
mm-hmm.
and they changed it to U.S. versus China, which is still a great band.
Yeah,
that, I like that name.
Yeah. That's
but I think they've changed it back
to
Oakland
Raiders,
which I think they should have.
Yeah.
Just to get, that's great. Especially if you're getting
like,
letters.
Oh, the Oakland Raiders are here.
Oh, yeah.
Just spell it weird and you're good.
Who's playing? The Oakland Raiders are. Oh, right on. The bar? Like,
what?
How the whole team.
The whole team's playing. Y'all should come.
Ole Raiders.
They should make,
oh, I know. Ole Holmes.
They should make, like, jerseys.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Sell them as
Yeah,
but. You should call them up. Get a manager position or something. Let's
call them right now.
I have, like, guitar
actually,
shaped
have them on the
football.
Phone as we speak.
Oh, boop, boop, beep, 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 boop, boop. Bring,
bring. Funny you say it.
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of good marketing ideas. Like, as my brother shakes his head in disagreement,
because he's jealous.
Yeah. Seriously.
Ooh. You know what? I wouldn't do it.
You know what?
You know what? That reminds me of an idea that I had though.
Oh,
which
see?
Is.
But there's lots of minerals. Yeah. In the blood.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just get your girlfriend. You know, pineapples.
Yeah,
sure.
Pineapples work fine.
Pineapples are good.
Just eat them for breakfast every morning with her, and you're
just
good.
Have pineapple all the time.
Have like a little pineapple ring toss. It'll be fun.
It's true.
Or eat it, you know.
Yeah, and then you eat it off her finger. It's fun.
I thought of this
or
thing
she
that
eat
has.
It.
I was thinking when you said ring toss, I was not thinking of it landing on a finger.
I was trying to keep it
penis.
A little.
Yeah.
I like, you know.
Yeah.
To toss things, you
yeah,
know,
why not?
And I'll catch them.
Yeah,
catch
them.
Yeah, why not?
Gotta just move the hips.
You know, and then you can use my invention, which would be a pill that you take that makes your semen taste like different things. You
oh,
know,
like pizza?
Like pineapple.
If you had it taste like pizza.
Cucumber, watermelon, sour apple, you know, things
Dude,
like this.
Dude, pizza semen.
I
don't know if that would taste good, personally. I don't think any semen would taste good, but I mean, if you're going to be flavoring semen.
If you
semen,
could make it taste like pizza.
Like real pizza? Like
I'd be staring at a zipper all day long.
So you're saying you want like the semen to be like the melting cheese
no,
of a pizza?
No, I want it to be the whole
like the whole
shebang.
Pizza. Like when you buy it into a slice of pizza.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right, all right. Well, we'll compromise and suck the cheese off the pizza, okay?
No, you know, no, I don't want melted cheese. No compromise there. No, nope,
sorry,
I want
it has to be pizza
flavor.
Yes, you do.
Well, no, I heard something kind of fun the other day.
it was kind of fun.
I mean, it's not really, but apparently, throughout our lifetime, I'm including you this. We eat about 10 pounds of lipstick, women.
Huh.
Oh, cool. Me? I was like, I'm not
well,
a woman.
Don't pretend like you don't wear lipstick. No, I'm just
I mean.
But you probably do no between, like, making out with.
Yeah, exactly.
All those women.
All those groupies.
I, at least
ladies.
7 pounds for
right.
me.
All the ladies.
Being Ron Burgundy and all.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, people know me. kind of a big
don't
deal.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
that's perfect.
It's true.
I want to see the second one.
Haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
I tried to see it, and then I like we went there. We're like, two for Anchorman. And they're like, that was an hour ago. And we're like, oh, American Hustle will do fine, which
was
great.
How was that?
It was great.
Yeah.
And that's the one with Christian Bale, right?
Like, fatty Christian Bale.
Fat.
He, like, gained 50 pounds
He's so insane with that stuff.
He's never
going to
be fat.
I know. He did, like,
The Machinist, where, like, he was, like, it was, like, painful, like, to watch.
I know. I've seen him once, and it's such a good movie. I want to see it again, but I, like, never want to watch it.
Because, He was so, like, I was worried that Augusta Wynn was going to come through and just, like,
gone with it.
Break him. Yeah, he'd be gone with the wind.
Whale. I mean, Christian Whale. Christian
well,
because
now he's gained weight,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It's so funny. it's great.
But I heard that Marky Mark directed that or produced it.
Maybe. To be honest, I don't know.
I don't know.
Actors
I could be even not even
Mark Wahlberg
about the
right
movie.
Is pretty.
Oh, is
legit
that
though.
Oh Mark?
Marky
oh,
Mark.
You know, I just found out he was a rapper like,
what?
2 weeks ago maybe.
How old are you?
24.
Yeah, you should know this.
I should know this, but I really don't listen to rap that much, and
that
two,
makes sense.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
it's
well,
just
like
crazy.
It's just people make fun of
it. But I know that
it.
Song, though. I know the song. So but I never put two and two together.
Yeah. Unless you saw the video.
Do
and
yourself
that's what happened
a,
2 weeks ago.
Do yourself a favor and YouTube Marky Mark workout videos. Because that was a thing for a while. And
I'm sure that's more of a girl thing.
Hilarious.
She's probably like, okay, now.
Yeah.
like, no, like, oh, shit. It's like,
was he really, like, the instructor?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Aaron's like, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Like
I'm getting all of them.
it's she's hilarious.
Like all hot she's like falling off her chair right now, you guys. You don't even know.
No, they're pretty funny. Like, and I don't know. Maybe I'd do those workouts too because he was ripped.
That's what I was saying.
It's
I think
it's
more of a girl
totally
thing.
They totally bastardize you.
they
once,
have girls
once you get
in
famous.
The videos too, and they're pretty fly honeys.
I like fly honeys. I like fly snow honeys. Yeah, I don't know. Snowbirds are kind of old for me.
But they're easier to take advantage of, right?
Yeah.
You're right. Usually they can't see or hear you.
Yeah.
So you can kind of sneak right in the back door, you know? it's true.
Yeah, they'll take anything.
Head over to Libby's, the old cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
Is it even still around?
Get
no.
some pie.
no, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a graveyard now.
My friend was named Libby, and we're like, oh, I can eat right here.
Oh my God, the macaroni and cheese. Do you remember the Jello?
that was like different colors?
I'm sorry, that's just all I ate there was mac and cheese and Jello. Mixed it all together, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. There's a science to that.
Damn. Mac and cheese with Jello?
That was kind of more for the listeners, but yeah.
nice that was more for them.
You know.
Fair. Like their imagination.
Just imagine, you know.
I'm tasting it right now.
Yeah.
I don't want semen flavored like that.
I was waiting for
it. So that's not on the list of way to make your semen taste. Men,
who knows,
note
it sounds
that.
Kind of interesting.
It sounds like we have, like, research.
I know. Because
I think pineapples.
Pineapples, it doesn't just work for ladies.
No, but
pineapples is good for everybody. That's why you put an ad on Craigslist.
That's why women will do it. And I would do it for money, probably.
Yeah. Right. If you're like, hey, we're going to pay you.
No,
I bet you some homeless guy would be like, yeah, I'll drink that guy's semen. It's supposed to taste like sour apples. Down.
Let's try this out.
Yeah. No, people register for weird testing all the time.
He's just like...
Well, no, my mom was telling me about like this girl that she works with that brings her homemade yogurt to work. And
that's illegal.
And she loves it. It probably should be. But
it is in some states, actually, to be honest. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear.
To make your own yogurt?
It's a culture milk.
If it has, yeah, it's like a more of a milk thing. But yeah. Like if you have non-pasteurized milk and people you'd like it to make yogurt with it,
yeah.
Like that's like...
Oh my God!
Like bad. And like what states? Utah.
I think it's like New York and stuff. I watched a documentary on it. I like got it all like brainwashed from, and like I'm probably on the wrong side, but
don't do it.
Raw milk, I guess. I don't drink any milk, but
I don't.
I love.
Are you vegan?
No.
No.
I just don't
really
drink.
You're not.
I could be.
But
I could be right now. I'm hungry.
Vegan.
I'm a. You know, I love food.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just never got into yogurt to begin with.
It's kind of creepy if you think about it.
It tastes strange. Gross.
But apparently it's super good for you. It's got all this bacteria in it. Well, I mean, it does make bacteria taste good if you put some like...
What about cottage cheese?
I don't know about cottage cheese.
It's kind of watery.
That's a little strange. A little,
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too.
I like it with chips.
Put some peaches.
Really?
In there.
Cottage cheese and chips.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not like a thing all the time, but like if there's both of those things together.
This is when you were high and had nothing in your fridge. And,
you're
probably right.
I can dig it. Yeah. No, I like
but I mean,
creativity.
Hey, man, I wouldn't have thought of the taco burger unless I was a little in.
Taco burger.
I used to do that at Jack in the Box. You go get like a big cheeseburger and then you get like the two tacos, and that's like a $2 meal. And you take the tacos and you eat the corners off and make them like a circle and you put them on.
Dude, I made spaghetti quesadilla.
Yeah.
The other night.
That sounds great.
That was amazing. So I get what you're
saying.
Yeah.
No, there are some.
I've had mac and cheese pizza.
Nice. Yeah. That's
a thing.
Yeah.
So you know all about it.
Fuck yeah. Mac and cheese pizza.
Yeah, you don't even. The cheese is already on there.
It's kind of a big deal.
It needs to be.
Fuck yeah.
Actually, I'm hungry now.
I know.
Screw you guys.
Screw you guys.
I know,
I'm getting a
food.
A what was it?
A that foot? Was,
we were talking about sharks.
Bull sharks.
Bull sharks.
Fire ant but sharks.
Enema. Oh no.
Yeah, I want an enema burrito right now.
No. Oh, taco shark.
Yeah, taco shark.
I don't know how enema burrito just got it to there, but it worked fine. Good job.
And we're back on track.
And we're back on air. Welcome to Fresh Air.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun. Yes.
We're definitely going to
and the beer.
Post you all over our book face and
our walls.
Our
just kidding.
Writing on the walls.
Well, I get confused because it used to be like you used to post on somebody's wall.
Oh, it's not
on
this
Facebook.
Anymore?
I don't know. People but call it other things, and I thought it was still a wall.
I meant like a wall.
Yeah, no, I thought that too, and then, yeah, it was this whole imagery
like
thing in my head. But yeah, we will definitely post links for your Bandcamp, and if you do end up having a show, let us know so we can help advertise for it.
We don't have any right now, but we're planning on one, hopefully at the Palo Verde soon.
I love the Palo.
Hopefully, maybe more in Phoenix. That's we're hoping to stay in Phoenix for a little while and play some more at like Lost Leaf.
Right on.
And
like Lawn Gnome and Side of Heart.
Yeah, we got invited to play across at that book place.
Lawn Gnome,
I guess so. Yeah, so we'll be playing there probably pretty soon.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yay, well, let us know, and we will let all of our followers know, because we've got we're a pretty big deal.
Cool. I'm all about it, you know? So. I know all about being a big deal, you know, working at Iraq Radio. You know, like our six viewers.
And four of them are in the studio with you. On
yeah, it's fine, you know. Yeah. They appreciate it, though. And
we
all get drunk and have fun. Which
that's
is,
what it's all about.
I kind of see what you guys... We have a thing that seems to be working.
It's fun every
day. Tuesday night for me. So. I like this Tuesday-Thursday thing, though.
Right?
Going, so.
Nice. Yeah, feel free to come back anytime.
Cool.
Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. So.
All right.
And thanks, y'all, for tuning in again.
See you next week.